think last year we went into the unknown. We knew it was capable. We knew we should have, but we weren't. We didn't know exactly what it took because I'd never reached Paris before. But you know, looking last year and looking at, you know, we should have won the green. Did what it took to win the green. We take confidence in it. We can go in this year knowing that we know what we have to do to get it. So I'm excited. My team's excited.
Does it make it easier for you knowing that in that way that you can do it, or does that put extra pressure? Because obviously you're one of the guys to follow there. I mean, where does that balance lie?
I don't know. Just take it. It's my job to do it, and I just take it as that. I want it. I've prepared for it. My team's prepared for it, and kind of can't take any more pressure than the pressure you put on yourself. There's nobody who's more harsh on themselves than me, and there's no one who's more harsh on me than me. And so I'll do it. I know I've done the correct work to be here in this position. I know my team's done the correct work to be here in this position, and we can be confident from that.
I mentioned there that I spoke to Tristan at the Giro, and I asked about you, and he said, yeah, he's going to get the green. How important is that to have the team behind you, and do you think that the eight other riders are strong enough to bring you to the green?
Oh, it's massively important to have a team that believes in you, you know. There's so many people who can try and write you off, but as long as the fundamental guys, you know about it, then, and that's what matters. You know, we have an incredible relationship in the team together. We all work for each other, and we all know what our job is, and our goal this year is for the green jersey, and so it's great to be able to have me have the trust in the person in front of me, him have the trust in the person in front of him have the trust in the person in front of him, so on. So now it's a good position to be in.
Are you going to do things differently in any way this year? Are you going to approach it in any different way?
Absolutely not, no. Won 6 stages last year, and to try and do the same again this year.
Are you aiming for any of the intermediate sprints then this time around?
I might have to, you know. Did for one last year, but I didn't really need to. Normally, when you win 6 stages, it's 210 points. That's the equivalent of, what, 35 intermediate sprints. I don't need to go for 35 intermediate sprints, so I'll go for 6 stage wins again, and that's the most secure way of getting the green jersey, barring controversy, obviously.
Speaking of controversy, there's been a lot of chat about your season so far. How have you found it all, and how have you found that approach to the Tour this year?
I can't, you know, things are always going to be negative. I've got to take it on the chin. I knew what position I wanted to be in leading up to the Tour de France. My team did, and the people at Mathieu did, so that's all that matters to me, you know, as long as I perform the Tour de France. At the end of the day, I won 13 races before the Tour de France last year, and I bet most people can only name one of them races, you know what I mean? So if I do what I said I would want to do at the Tour de France, then the rest of the season won't really matter.
Talk me through the crash then. What happened there? Do you think that was your fault? I mean, there's been an awful lot said about it.
I think people who don't really know about the sport, I've said it's my fault, but I think if you look at sprinters, you know what they said? I think you can't blame one person, you know. I think at the end of the day, if I switched sharply left, yeah, it's my fault, I leave my line, but I drifted left. I think if I'd have been in House's position, I'd have had my head up and I would have dodged it, you know. He was behind me, had his head down, he went in, that sprint, and you know what happens. I'm not faultless, but I don't believe I should be laid with the blame for it, you know.
So how did it make you feel then whenever they decided to hold this protest the next day?
You know, when just a few riders decide to hold a protest, you got to take it on the chin. I'm just lucky that the majority of the peloton said they're being stupid and they want to race. But Cervelo said they wanted to make a protest and they weren't going to start unless I went home. And the rest of the peloton said, you're being stupid, we're going to race. And so the protest kind of failed. So I got to take the positives from that you know, where things went in my ways.
Another slightly controversial moment then of the season, the Tour of Romandy. What was going through your head whenever you gave the two-fingered salute? Was it just entirely spontaneous?
No, you know, I think a lot of the time I see things how I see them. I expect people to think how I think and know how I think, or know what I know, you know. I never saw two fingers as particularly vulgar. Maybe people don't see it the same. And that's a mistake that I made, you know, and that's a regret that I did. But, you know, it was kind of a metaphor the two-finger salute comes from Agincourt, you know, where they cut off the archer's fingers when they caught them. You stick two fingers up, say, I've still got these two fingers. There's a metaphor, I've still got my weapon, I've still got my legs, you know. And that was that. It was taken wrong, and ironically, it was taken wrong by the people he was kind of aimed at as well, you know. So, yeah, I did make a mistake by doing it, but, yeah, it taught me a lesson that I shouldn't really expect people to think how I think, you know. But I didn't see it, to me, I didn't see it particularly vulgar. One finger would have been vulgar, you know, but I didn't do that, so I made a mistake with doing that, and okay, I paid the consequences for it, so it's all over now, it's in the past, and I had things to worry about after that.
And that's probably one example of where you very much wear your heart in your sleeve as a rider. What do you make of being, I suppose, one of the most colourful characters in the peloton?
Kind of, you know, I've always, since I was a kid, I've always had morals, I've always had principles, you know, and I say things how I believe they are, you know, and some people don't like that, but I think the same people who don't like that would be the same people who'd get upset if I was just reading a sheet of paper after every stage, you know. You can't make everybody happy. That's how it is. You know, I've just got to do my job, which is to win bike races, and then in my personal life, I want the people who matter to. If, you know, if the people I love, my loved ones, you know, aren't happy with me as a person, then there's something to change. But I think if somebody's so narrow-minded to take my personality off a 30-second interview after a sprint, then they base my whole personality on that. They're not really worth worrying about what they think about me anyway, you know.